We all know and love Ben Higgins and his fiance Lauren Bushnell from season 20 of The Bachelor, but what happens after the final rose is handed out and normal life ensues? A new reality series exclusively on Freeform, Ben and Lauren Happily Ever After, will follow the happy couple as they prepare to walk down the aisle and begin their brand new life together while navigating the real world after the splendor of The Bachelor's exotic dates and fantasy suites has ended. You'll get to see Ben and Lauren navigate love and life just like any other couple, from negotiating on whether or not to get new furniture after Lauren moves into Ben's house, to sharing secrets as they bond as a couple. Bachelor fans will get the first true look at what really happens after the final rose. And you won't want to miss visits from some of your favorite Bachelor and Bachelorette fan favorites. Watch the new series Ben and Lauren Happily Ever After on Freeform, the new name for ABC Family, starting October 11th. You can download the app and go to freeformchannelfinder.com to find Freeform in your local area.
Hey guys, welcome to a special edition of your Tuesday Bachelor episode, a Bachelor Paradise episode recap. Of course, it is Wednesday when we're recording this because we try to do this special little event where we pull all this hosts in from across the country. We're all in different places, but we want to make sure we give you guys an extra recap of the show because there's so much drama that goes down on not just Monday night, but Tuesday nights. And this was no ordinary Tuesday because they announced a new Bachelor. With me today to break it all down, I have Chelsea Brees. Chelsea, are you there?
I'm here.
And Christina Zias. Miss Zias, are you in the house?
Miss Zias is in the house.
Ladies, right off the bat, I have to ask you, are you happy or are you pissed about the new Bachelor selection?
I'm so sad.
You know what?
Are you, Chelsea? Yeah, I'm so bummed.
Really?
I am. I would have loved to have seen Luke's journey. I think even though, I think Nick holds a special place in the Bachelor Nation's heart, I just think we've seen a lot of Nick over the past few years, and I would have just loved to have been able to, at least give Luke and Nick, at least given Luke a second try, maybe not like a fourth. I was really, really, I was convinced that Luke was going to be walking out, and so when I saw Nick, I almost fell off the couch.
See, I feel like that was kind of initially what I was thinking, because, the whole, Nick has been, very saturated with the whole Bachelor franchise, but mm-hmm. Nick is controversial, and Nick is interesting on the air, and I kind of do think the past two Bachelors have been a little safe and a little boring, actually the past three. So I think that Nick could bring something different to the table. However, now more than ever, do I feel like Bachelor in Paradise was so edited because obviously they had this plan. Everything was made
to Nick look so good. No, I have to disagree with you, Christina. I think that I agree with you on the fact that I think he's going to be interesting. And here's my opinion on Nick. Obviously, he came on our show 2 weeks ago and went on a 35-minute, kind of whole soapbox thing about these edits. Well, now we know where that comes from. He wanted to kind of change, or hopefully change, some people's minds before he takes on the Bachelor of the season. I was actually texting with him today, and he's nervous. This isn't just this came as a little bit of a surprise, and he doesn't exactly know when things are going to happen. So this is all kind of, this wasn't the plan the whole time. This kind of came out of thin air, and in my opinion, I was texting with a friend just a little bit ago. And she was saying, that same kind of thing you said, maybe this explains Paradise. But I think that the more you think about it, I think Luke was, Chelsea brought this up earlier today. She said, did you see Luke's tweet? Because I do think it kind of caught Luke by surprise. They had been talking to him and then things changed. I think that when Nick didn't really find love in Paradise, I think that it kind of became a little bit of a conversation among producers. What if Nick was? And to your point, Christina, he is interesting. He's polarizing. So the good thing about having some of America not love him is they will tune in to watch because they kind of don't like him, but they won't not watch the show. Of course they're going to watch the show. And so it creates social media fodder. It creates impressions. It creates tweets. It creates must-watch TV because a lot of people that hate him are going to realize, he's not that bad of a guy, kind of like they've already done with him. And And one thing I love about Nick, and this is what I'm excited to watch, I tweeted this last night, he's going to make great TV, because I think that he will be more honest than, like you said, at least the last three Bachelors. He is very unabashed in his opinion, and I think it will be funny. He will just straight up tell girls to their face if they're being something that's opposite of what he wants in the moment. He will just be very honest. It could be very interesting.
I know. I think it's going to make great TV, and I do think it was a fantastic choice, and like production-wise, they couldn't have found anyone better. It's interesting that point that you brought up, that maybe, you know, it was kind of Luke all along, because I did think it was going to be him too. And I guess they just realized what a good feedback Nick has been getting from this season. It was a smart move for sure. It really was. Yeah. He's going to do a good job on it. It's going to be interesting.
It is going to be very interesting. I'm excited to watch that. But in the meantime, Chelsea, I think, we have a little group message for all you that are listening. Christina, myself, Chelsea, and Brooks. And by the way, Brooks wishes he could be here. He is on set shooting something today. But we have a little group message, so we all kind of talk about, you know, live in real time sometimes when we're not together about what's going on. And I believe it was one of you last night. But we're all kind of reacting to the news and reacting to what's going on. And basically, like, last night was pretty juicy. And I believe it was you, Chelsea, that said, Nick's the Bachelor. He's not even done with Paradise yet.
Right, which was just, I think, I actually think Brooks said that. But, like, then when you think about it, you're like, okay, well, we already know, you know, obviously him and Jen or him or, you know, the thought of being with anyone else doesn't end. So it's kind of like, you know, we're going to be watching him on Bachelor in Paradise. Like, we already know, in a sense, how it ends. So that was interesting, because I don't think that the Bachelor Nation has done something like that. You know, it's like the biggest spoiler alert ever.
Yeah, it is kind of. That's a really good point. And separate from him, we have this whole, you know, Jared and Kayla. Kayla leaves, and Jared's like, well, then I'm just going to come with them, which is a little, I think that had to be a little produced. Would you agree, Christina, like him chasing after the car and not even with his luggage?
I know, I kept saying that. I'm like, wait, where's his luggage? He's like slow motion running right now. I definitely think that's a little produced. I do think, though, that he made the wise choice to follow Kayla home from Paradise, because obviously there was no one else there for him, and I think that was the responsible move to make if he did want to work on his relationship with Kayla.
You see them working in the real world, Chelsea?
Is what in the real world?
Do you see Jared and Kayla working in the real world?
Oh, no. I mean, and after, you know, on Bachelor in Paradise last night, after Paradise, they made it very clear that they were not together. You know, but before seeing that, she was just so indifferent about him, so I wouldn't have thought, you know, that they were going to walk away hand in hand forever and always. So, yeah, I'm not surprised that they aren't together.
And then we have this other little love triangle situation going on, and that's with the addition of Wells in Paradise. And I think this is going to be the biggest cliffhanger for next week. He's got three girls vying for his attention. He's got Ashley, who Nick is basically telling her to just leave Paradise now because you don't want to put yourself through that. He's got Shoshana, the Russian, and then what is the other girl's name? Is it
Lauren.
Lauren.
Yeah.
Who was always known as the other Lauren on Ben's season, because, of course, you know, Ben ends up Lauren B. She was the other Lauren, who, I believe, is she the one that flat-out lied during the season?
No, that was Leah.
No, Lauren.
Leah.
Yeah, that was Leah. Lauren was great. She's, like, super real. I don't know if you guys remember. She was the one, like, in. She had a retainer on, I think, like, when Ben came up really early. Yeah, she's like, this is how I'm going to be remembered. Like, I think that's awesome.
That's right. I think this little triangle is going to be interesting. Who do you think that he ends up giving his rose to next week?
Sorry, what did you say, Danny?
Who do you think Wells ends up giving his rose to next week?
I think Ashley.
I'm just going to say Lauren, just kind of for shits and gigs. I'm just going to go with Lauren.
Awesome. It's going to be interesting to see. We'll be back next Monday night. Until then, ladies.
I believe so.
Yeah, I think that's our game plan.
Perfect. Well, thank you, ladies, for joining us, and we'll see you guys next week here on Bachelor in Paradise review right here on AfterBuzz TV.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.